You are listening to the Cage Side Podcast, your home for in-depth analysis in the world of combat sports. And now, your host, Joshua Harper.
This week just keeps getting madder and mentor as the days go on. We have now a new main event for UFC 251, which was actually meant to be the original main event, and has just elevated this card into one of the best cards. I'll tell you what, it's probably better than the Tony Ferguson Gage card. I reckon it could be one of the best cards of recent years. It is looking good, to say the least. So, Gilbert Burns, the sort of workhorse of that division, just come off a win of Damien Maia and former champion Tyron Woodley, had tested positive for COVID-19 and has subsequently pulled from the UFC 251 event against Kamaru Usman. Now, apparently, as soon as after the he got pulled, I mean, he got pulled 2 days ago, right? He got pulled, what day would have been, the 3rd of July? Literally immediately after, Jorge Masvidal is gaining traction, and apparently there might be a new main event, literally, like, I believe maybe a couple of hours later. If I look at Ariel Helwani's Twitter, because he's the one who's basically breaking this, the Jorge Masvidal news. So, what happened was, so July 4th, so that was only yesterday, Gilbert Burns has been removed from his UFC 251 main event against Kamaru Usman. Now, what was said at the time when he just got pulled, Burns' team hopeful that the fight will be rescheduled soon. Neither Usman nor Burns were on the chartered flight to Abu Dhabi last night, so both were stayed still. None of them were in Abu Dhabi, and more than likely this event would be just postponed. And then literally an hour later, according to Jorge Masvidal's manager, Abraham Kawa, Masvidal is absolutely willing to take the Kamaru Usman fight on short notice. And then I think a couple hours go by, and then he breaks maybe about 6 hours later that the negotiations are active to booking Kamaru Usman versus Jorge Masvidal next week. Not done yet, but promising developments, which, okay. And then after that, if they get the deal done, if they pass all the tests, and if Masvidal gets the fight, blah, 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 he'll be legendary status, which is fair. Then a couple hours again later, he literally probably hasn't had a night's sleep, he went on SportsCenter to basically say that it's basically a done deal. It's a done deal. This fight's happening. It's inevitable, I think the word was used. There's one barrier or a couple barriers to go over, but it seems very promising. So that happened, which was odd. Very odd. Then I think the hurdles, well, just because getting signed in 2020 doesn't mean it's happening, because there's few barriers like COVID testing, quarantine, flights and other stuff like that. So it's going to be near from done. There's still so many tests to do, but I do again highly doubt that this fight won't happen. I think it will happen in the next, it'll probably get announced in the next couple of hours, because he's got he's got about, I'd say he's got around about a day, maybe two, to agree all the terms, to agree all the finances. He'll then agree and fly over to Abu Dhabi in the next couple of days, because if they leave it any longer, it's going to be about 2 or 3 days into the away from the fight, and it would be very problematic. But I don't know. I think this card has just gained so much traction now. I mean, the main event was Gilbert Burns, and Gilbert Burns was someone who's only just come along in what, these last two fights, really, the Damian Maia fight and the Tyron Woodley fight. It wasn't a fight that was to be made. It was actually meant to be Leon Edwards, and Leon Edwards declined it. That was after the Jorge Masvidal negotiations broke down. So he was really third in line. And basically he was sort of pushed in almost. And he was like, well, we need to stack this card up a bit more. When I believe, to be honest, Holloway and Volkanovski was a better fight than Gilbert Burns, Kamaru Usman. But now that we have this fight, Jorge Masvidal, Kamaru Usman, it has just elevated this card. It has elevated it. The question is, will they have time to promote it properly? Will the pay-per-view buys go up? I would think, I don't know how much UFC 244 got, but you got to remember Nate Diaz was on that card. So it's sort of impossible to really dictate what could be made here. UFC 244, where is it? See, that's got quite a few, in fact. Let me search Jorge Masvidal. So, right, UFC 244. So it got 6.5 in live gate, which is good. I mean, that's sort of, it's New York. It's sort of, that's what you would normally get, to be honest. It doesn't say anything about the pay-per-view buys. Ah, here you go. So, pay-per-view buys not applicable. So, I haven't actually got the pay-per-view buys, but the TV ratings was near 1 mil on ESPN, which is quite high. Very high, in fact, for prelims. So, I can't seem to find the actual pay-per-view event, pay-per-view buys. But, according to numerous reports, it did very well because of the drawing power of Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal after the Ben Askren fight. So I'm gonna say this fight, how many more pay-per-view buys would this get by adding Masvidal to 251? I would say it would have probably got around about 250,000 buys, and I think that's maybe 300 because of the coronavirus, and there's not a lot really to do right now, and I think you there's a lot of casual fans that are probably tuning in. So I'm saying around about 300k pay-per-view buys it would have had. I reckon it goes up by maybe 60%. Maybe 60. I'd say it goes up by 200,000 pay-per-view buys, and it'll go up to around about 500k pay-per-view buys. Now that is a serious amount of money, and they sort of got to depend on what they were projecting before Masvidal and what after. I'm pretty sure that's how they're going to negotiate with Masvidal, which is basically, well, however more pay-per-view buys that we're going to get, that we more than we're projecting, we'll give you some of. Well, he'll be getting a share in the pay-per-view, but you'll get more. because he was after more than what he got against Nate Diaz. He was after, so he got paid around about $2 million for the pay-per-view UFC 240. What was it? 244. Now he previously got offered lower than that. I think it was close to around about 1.5. He then said he wanted more than that, so they gave him the same amount for the Nate Diaz fight, which I thought was kind of fair, because Nate Diaz fight for the BMF title, which was, you know, it's a belt, it's a bit of hype. You're fighting Nate Diaz, it's in New York. I thought that's fair, seeing as there's no gate, they're going to be losing money. I think that's fair. He ended up declining it, saying he wanted more to fight for a real belt, which I do understand, but Usman isn't the same as draw as Nate Diaz. So they make a fight. They make a fight with Gilbert Burns and probably save a lot of money. But now they're really struggling because let's just say they just leave this. They leave Kamaru Usman out of it and the welterweight title fight out of it. You basically only got one champion on that card, which is Volkanovski. The Jan and Aldo fight is for a vacant belt, and you could say Aldo doesn't really deserve the fight. Jan is the most is the most deserving of that title fight, maybe close with Aljamain Sterling. You got Roseanne Nunes, Jessica Andrade, very good fight, very interested in that, especially after their previous fight. You got Ribas versus Van Zandt, which is more of a, you know, stupid fight, let's be real. So that, and you got Volkan Uzdemir on the prelims, but again, no, without Kamaru Usman on this title, this card, the card is really only, you got three very good fights, but you haven't got any sort of draw on that card, because Holloway isn't a draw. We've come to terms with that. He's one of the best, but he isn't a draw. Volkanovski, what we know of right now, is very early in his championship run. He's more than likely not going to be a big enough draw to get enough profit out of this pay-per-view. Aldo, you could say is, but Aldo, oh, so many losses. He's lost a lot of his hype, and I feel like Brazil are going to more than likely focus on Paulo Costa as their new head of MMA almost. Andrade, Roseanne Nunes, I can't say anything about a fight. Great fight. But again, that seems like a fight night main event. Doesn't seem like something you'd put on an International Fight Week card. An International Fight Week is meant to be stacked. And without Usman and Jorge Masvidal on this card, it wasn't going to be that. Even with Usman Burns, it still lacked star power. There's no star on that card. Now insert Jorge Masvidal, it's like, okay, I'm going to watch this fight, because Jorge Masvidal, the same guy to demolish Nate Diaz, the same guy to demolish Ben Askren, the same guy to demolish Darren Till. It's just made that fight even more enjoyable, and it's made that card even more willing to give my money over. I hope actually it's on BT Sport, and I don't actually have to pay pay-per-view, because we don't have to pay pay-per-view normally. Right, yes, thank you, please. Pretty sure it is, that's good. So, UK fans, congratulations, we don't have to pay fucking 20 quid to stay up till 4 in the fucking morning. Great. Okay. But yeah, I mean, wow, it still hasn't been confirmed, don't get me wrong. There's no, I wasn't meant to be doing this podcast, to be honest. I was waiting probably till after the event, and would have done analysis of the fights after, but I had to do it because this whole card has now changed. We're looking at a real UFC Fight Week card. This is now a real, because now Holloway and Volkanovski aren't the draws. They're not going to be the incentive to buy the pay-per-view. Jorge Masvidal is. So now Holloway and Volkanovski can just have a great fight, and people can watch and go, "Ah, oh, this fight is so good, and it's not even the main event." And then they become bigger draws. Same with Petr Yan, because he would have been a co-main, And I guarantee no casual knows who Pete Yan is. And I just think it's good for them. It's good for them to have Jorge Masvidal on this card. It's good for them. It's good for their bank accounts. And it's good for their status in the company. Right. I would love to talk more about it, but we just, there is no more news that's really come out on this matter. I mean, I guess I've got to do a breakdown of what I believe would happen. Oh, fuck. So this is, I'm only going to really publish this if this fight actually happens. So if you're hearing this, it's a done deal, guaranteed. So the thing is with this fight is if it's in Abu Dhabi, it's a bigger cage. If it's in Las Vegas, it's in a smaller cage. So I give the advantage in a smaller cage to Usman because he'll be able to use his wrestling and his clinch a lot more easier to back it, Jorge Masvidal against cage as the bigger man. With a bigger cage, I give that towards Jorge Masvidal, who's quicker with their strikes, who's quicker with their combos, who's quicker on the feet. Usman's very stagnant on the feet, he's quite big and bulky, so he doesn't really move light on his feet, whereas Jorge Masvidal keeps moving and moving and moving. So that is a dependent on the factor, but if it is in Abu Dhabi, and if they actually get him over to Abu Dhabi, which will be amazing, I do give the advantage to Jorge Masvidal. I believe Jorge Masvidal has power. A lot of people didn't know he had a lot of power until the Darren Till fight. Everyone's sort of woken up to Jorge Masvidal. He's been doing this for years. I mean, he has been doing this for years, and now people just woken their eyes and seen, oh, okay, maybe this guy is championship material. I'm a bit concerned about this on 1 week's notice. I mean, don't get me wrong, Michael Bisping done it, but that was, I think, 2 weeks' notice. And also, he had a lot more access to training. With the ongoing circumstance with COVID-19, a lot of gyms aren't open. It's going to be harder to find training partners. It's harder to bring people in from other countries to mimic the style of Kamaru Usman. And the same goes for Kamaru Usman as well, but I think it's more of a disadvantage for Jorge Masvidal. All the decks, all the cards are stacked against Jorge Masvidal in this fight. So 6 days notice, probably, because he hasn't even, so let's say it gets done on Monday, so he's got 5 days notice. He's got to train. I mean, there's no point training, really, is there? There's no point. I mean, yeah, you can look at a few tapes and see, right, here's a game plan, go with this game plan, but you can't train. He's had so many fights, I don't think that's going to be such a big factor. He's not inexperienced, he knows what he's going into. But Usman is probably one of the best, if not the, I don't think he's the best, actually. But he's one of the best he's ever going to face. Now, it depends on what we see. If we see the Usman against Tyron Woodley, I think Jorge Masvidal is going to struggle. If it's the Usman versus Covington and he just goes with his strikes, we'll see a knockout from Jorge Masvidal, and I have every single confidence in Jorge Masvidal. I'm a big Jorge Masvidal fan, have been ever since I watched him in my first live MMA event, UFC London against Darren Till. I'm always going to be a fan, and I'm always going to have confidence in him. If Kamaru Usman goes striking like he done with Colby Covington, it's not going to end well for him. Really isn't. If Kamaru Usman uses his clinch, uses his wrestling and uses the cage and backs him into it, it's going to be easier in a smaller cage, but it can be done in a bigger cage. He's a bigger man, stronger man, in my opinion. He can do it. He can very much do this. And that was where I would go, right, Usman's got this fight. This could be a 5-round massacre of just, it's going to be boring for the casual fans, but it's going to be a dominant win, a bit like the Tyron Woodley fight. So, at the end of the day, it's like I've got £100, right? It's like I've got, all right, let's not say 100. It's like I've got $1,000, if you're American. I've got $1,000. I could go with a safe option and think about all the cards that are against Jorge Masvidal in this fight. The short notice, the no training, the no access to gyms. I mean, yeah, he can train for like 4 days when he gets to Abu Dhabi, 4 days. in their training camp in Abu Dhabi, but 4 days is going to do fuck all. So it's like, well, I could win a lot of money by putting money on Jorge Masvidal. I could buy a new Versace hoodie, or I can bet on Usman, which I'm very, where all the cards are in his favor, and I can watch that fight risk free. So at the end of the day, I'm gonna say Jorge Masvidal. Because, but that might be me being biased. I just think if Jorge Masvidal is in shape, and he's been in shape, and he's been keeping himself in shape, he can do it. As long as he's quick with his combos. He's quick with his combos, like he'd done against Darren Till, who was a bigger man, and he comes out with a jab, left straight, hook combo. So jab, jab, hook combo. And done what he done against Darren Till. If he just keeps with the hooks. His hooks are really, really one of the best in the welterweight division. If he keeps with that, I could see Jorge Masvidal getting his win. But it's me being biased. I'm going to say Jorge Masvidal 51%. Because it's so even. Because my bias is going in Masvidal's favour. But all the cards, every single one of them, are going in Usman's favour. It's going to be a great fight, though. Absolutely amazing fight. I think now this card has become so much bigger. Like, I don't know why Gilbert Burns, no offense to the guy, I don't know why he was putting this title fight to begin with. Like, I understand what the UFC were doing. I just don't understand it. I don't understand why Gilbert Burns, who beat an old battered Damian Maia, let's be real. Yeah, Damian Maia beat Ben Askren, but Ben Askren wasn't really at the top of his game at that point. And then he beats Tyron Woodley, in all fairness, and former champion, and he dominated that fight. Let's get that real. He absolutely dominated that fight. But that really could have been done by anyone. I believe Colby Covington would have great success with Tyron Woodley, because Tyron Woodley's such a pressure-off guy. He doesn't like to pressure. He likes to stay at the back of the cage. And he can get done really badly with that game plan with a lot of the welterweight division. Anyway, this card has just exploded. Really has. Great card. Can't wait. It's going to be really fun and really interesting. Right, let's get with more news. Because I don't want to just talk about this. While we're here, let's just talk about a few things. Now, apparently, I like Colby. Not that I like him. I like what he's about. I like what he's trying to do. I like he's trying to build a persona to get him some traction and get him some hype. And I respect that. I do. But now it's coming to the point of, well, you're just, it's either you're avidly stupid, which I don't think he is. I think he's a smart guy, especially with this whole thing of basically trolling the whole internet into watching him getting knocked out. But he had one of the lowest pay-per-view buys, lowest pay-per-view events, lowest paid pay-per-view events of 2019. And he did get knocked out. It was even fight up until, but he did get knocked out. It was even, but he got knocked out in the fifth round. And it was a emphatic knockout. How can he sit there and say he's given his offer, balls in the UFC's calls, I'm here to save the day against Marty or Judas, which is Jorge Masvidal. I understand maybe the Jorge Masvidal fight, but the first thing was he wanted to fight Usman again. And it's like, well, no. You've got a lot of contenders in our welterweight division. Leon Edwards is one. Jorge Masvidal is another. You got a lot of people coming up. And they have every right and every incentive to to go ahead of Colby Covington because he only just fought for the title and he hasn't even fought since. So I'm not saying I'm not angry. I'm just a bit tired of Colby Covington. I think what he should do is he should fight Tyron Woodley. That is a fight to make. Covington Woodley, there's a lot of history, and the winner of that fight's Usman and Jorge. But then you've got Leon Edwards and Gilbert Burns. So do Leon Edwards versus Gilbert Burns. Let's have some fun in this division again and leave politics out, because there are a lot of contenders. And if they just put Colby Covington in this fight, it'd be very odd, to say the least. I don't think they will, though. But that is a not a rumor. That is something that Covington is basically avidly pursuing. I think now that he lost, he wants to now fight Usman, because he didn't want to fight Usman for a while. He even said it on an interview blatantly, I'm not going to risk my UFC title shot against Usman. He knows it's a risk to fight Usman, but now he's got nothing to lose because he hasn't got the belt. He's like, oh, I'll fight anyone now. Well, of course you will, because you just lost. It's very odd. I do like what he's doing, Covington. I do like his style. I like what he is. I like how he is against Robbie Lawler. I mean, I love that fight. He's so good, but he needs to stay off social media for a bit. Fight Woodley. Do an emphatic performance. And then come back and say, right, I want my title rematch. Because he was the interim champion. And admittedly, you could say he was a UFC champion. Same way I consider Dustin Poirier a UFC champion. He beat Max Holloway, the consensus featherweight kingpin. Right. What other news is there to talk about? Because there is quite a bit. I think. So, apparently, Paulo Costa and Israel Adesanya, apparently that fight is going to be take place in September, which I did expect, because Paulo Costa had an injury on his bicep or something. That's a big fight.
That's a very good fight. I mean, if they could do
this event in July, Masvidal, Usman, then have Cormier, Stipe, and then in September, Adesanya Costa. That's a really good line of events. Really good line of events. I mean, apparently that's going to take place in September. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to seeing that fight, because that's sort of like who is going to take the UFC middleweight division for the next few years. Who's going to be the king of the division? Who's going to take the throne for the next few years? And you know, I think it's kind of an even fight, because Israel struggled with Yoel Romero because of his power, and he was sort of too scared to really get in and get out almost. He was too scared to basically throw a punch. But the thing is, Paulo Costa has that power, that fear factor, but he will move forward. He will move forward, unlike Yoel Romero. So it's a bit of a... Paulo Costa could very much win that fight. It is not a pushover fight. Anyway, we're going to end it here. Thank you guys for listening to the short podcast. There's quite a bit to talk about, but really the main thing here is Masvidal Usman. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe, and yeah, peace.